It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
I'm Dave Collins, and on tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal, we look forward to tomorrow. Thanksgiving, of course, a day off of work for most, a time back with family to forget about life's troubles and be grateful for each other and all the blessings in life. In the world of college basketball, Thanksgiving often means game day and turkey in a Ruby Tuesdays. At least, that's what it meant for us last year when the Eagle men's basketball team played in Aberdeen. This year, it's the CSC women's basketball squad spending time together as a family over Thanksgiving and traveling to what's believed to be its furthest destination ever, Fairbanks, Alaska, for a three-game event that begins Thanksgiving night against the Nanooks of Alaska Fairbanks at 5 o'clock. They're 3-3 and feature three big scores between 14 and 16 points a game. Chadron State comes in 1-5, hoping to shake the jet lag of a 2,900-mile trip for a desperately needed win. Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, CSC will face Lake Erie College, a team that's been competitive in over half of those games, but is also desperate for a win at 0-7. Saturday's finale has the Eagles pitted against Converse College. They're also struggling at 1-5. So it looks like a really good opportunity for the Eagles to come home and start RMAC basketball next week with two more wins. The Chadron State men get to spend Thanksgiving in Chadron and fill up tomorrow with the next game on the docket coming Saturday against Presentation College from Aberdeen. The NAIA Saints were not involved in last week's NSU Classic that CSC competed in, and they haven't been too good either, just 2-8. Chadron State's 0-5, but it's deceptive. The Eagles have a 1-point loss, a 3-point loss, and an overtime loss. Chadron State was within 4 last Saturday against a really good Northern State team with under 3 minutes to play at their place. The margin from 0-5 to 4-1 really is quite thin for Coach Houston Reed's team. CSC Presentation Saturday will tip off at 6 o'clock at the Chicoin Center. And next, we'll look at Eagle Wrestling. They've dropped their first two duels in the RMAC slate, 28-13 at Western Colorado, 32-17 at Colorado Mesa. Next time, the Eagles wrestle here at The Rock, December the 12th. It's a Thursday night duel against the UNK Lopers. Wade French saw success in Kearney last weekend for Chadron State. He won the 197-pound Elite Division Championship at the UNK Open. Follow all of Chadron State sports right here on Double Q Country. This is the Chadron State Sports Journal, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.